Hello, everyone. This is Steve Nichols here. I'm the MD of Executive Connections. We are a career coaching company. We tend to work with senior level executives, although not exclusively, but that tends to be the main group of people that we work with. Now, I wanted to talk to you today about the hidden jobs market. Last time I Googled that phrase, it came out over 200 million results. I believe it was. I was going to say 200,000 then for a second, but I think actually it was over 200 million. So hidden jobs market. What I would also say is the unadvertised jobs market. But the serious element to this is, you know, what is it and how do you access it? Depending on what you read and, you know, what articles you happen to sort of stumble across on the internet, you'll see sometimes it will say 70, 80% of roles are in this hidden jobs market. In other words, unadvertised. So what I want to talk to you a little bit about in this podcast is why should you care about that and how can you actually do something about it once you know a little bit about the why, so to speak. I'll just mention briefly that you can access a white paper we've written on this. It's been running for some time now, but it's probably our most popular giveaway. You can access that under the free reports tab on the website. So what you'll see from that report, just in summary really, is you need to connect with the key players out there, whether they're hiring managers, recruiters, headhunters, search consultants, all the various phrases, worth searching for all of them. Network like crazy, obviously. And now I don't mean try to reactivate contacts that you last spoke to 12 months ago, or 6 months ago, or 2 years ago. Try to make this on the back of having kept in good touch with your network. So could be a bit of a learning curve for future reference here for some people, but certainly that's the best way to do it. There's nothing worse than going back to an old contact saying, "Hi Steve, I know I haven't spoken to you for about a year or two, but can you do me a favor?" Doesn't really work, although, you know, most people are quite giving these days, so, you know, maybe one or two will be giving in that circumstance. But I would always advocate keeping your network active, diarizing once every 3 months to contact people just to say hello, even if you have no particular need. So reiterating, key players, your own network, keep that network growing. And lastly, establish a really credible, strong brand for yourself. And I'll go on to talk a little bit about how you establish that that brand. But the why, or the imperative, if you will, is that if you do not try to undertake strategies to access the hidden jobs market, you're really missing out on a vast, 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 enormous bulk of roles that are out there. So most people will gravitate back towards clicking apply on things and just interacting with recruiters, which is absolutely fine. No problem with that at all. But you need to supplement your job search with a little bit of this harder work and a little bit more faith-based initially, let's call it. So you need to be doing things that aren't necessarily going to get you instantaneous results. We know from working with the senior level execs that we do as coaching clients that, you know, it can take 3, 4, 5, 6 months to land your next role. So it's best to take a step back. Get your, what we would describe as a pre-marketing phase done, you know, get all your bits and pieces, your CV, et cetera, in place. And then after you've got that, go out and start hitting the market. So I talked just now about establishing this credible brand. One of the things I've just touched on. So your CV needs to be really compelling. Based on an independent research report we had done a while back now, but it still stands. What most recruiters want to see on your CV is a 6 or 8 line, maybe a little bit longer, compelling executive summary right at the very top of the page. What most of them then prefer to see is going straight into your chronological career history. So before we get into the whys and wherefores about CVs, there are, you know, 100 views about what makes a good CV. What I'm relaying to you now is the vast bulk of feedback that we had from our recruiters. And that report, by the way, is also available on the website. I believe we call it Recruiter Perspectives Revealed. So that's there as well. So CV is one thing to establish that credible brand. Make sure that you adopt the STAR format within your CV. So that's situation, task, action, result. So you're creating a mini story through each bullet point, finishing with a point, why you did what you did, how you did it, and what the result was. There's other acronyms out there that culminate in the same thing really as STAR, but we call it STAR anyway. So CV, still a pillar of this entire pre-marketing phase, as we would describe it. Secondly would be your LinkedIn. So big subject, LinkedIn these days. It's become a massive player, hundreds of millions of users, growing all the time. They have a habit of often changing the interface and the way that LinkedIn works. Well, that's sometimes for the better, sometimes not, but it's worth keeping on top of that. I would say that certainly some of the things on your CV can flow over into your LinkedIn profile, but LinkedIn can be a little bit more personable. So you may talk about a little bit more about yourself, what gets you out of bed in the morning, and so on within your summary section on your LinkedIn page for sure. LinkedIn's an entire separate subject, but just make sure you've got a good headline, a relevant up-to-date photograph of yourself. Not something you did as a selfie or what have you, although some selfies, I admit, are quite half decent these days, but get a proper head and shoulders business style headshot done. Make sure your title is very clear so people can see quickly what you do or what you're looking for. And in your summary section, that also demonstrates value. So certainly the other way of establishing a credible brand, we've talked about CV and LinkedIn, would be interview skills. How do you know how you come across to anybody? These are all tactics for accessing this hidden jobs market, by the way. We've talked about a lot of different things here, but they all feed in to actually making sure that you're ready when you get a response or an approach, I should say, out of the blue from someone who says, "Hey, Steve, I've seen your LinkedIn profile. It looks fantastic. I really think you're the kind of person we need for this XYZ role we're looking for. This CIO, this CFO, this finance director, this chief exec role, whatever it actually is. Tell me a little bit about yourself." Whoops. Did you rehearse that piece? Well, you need to. So all those things come under interview skills, the tell me about yourself statement, and so on. And actually, over and above that, publishing. Something we talk about under a concept that we call Be Found, which you can find on the website as well. It's under the coaching services section. You'll just be able to see a longer explanation about how it works there, really. Essentially, Be Found is around building your personal brand, getting more engaged in LinkedIn, liking, sharing, commenting, all that good stuff, but actually considering publishing your own content as well. So authoring your own content, becoming a thought leader in your sphere. So all these things are ways of getting across more people's radar. And if you view it in that way, that's a really credible way of tapping into this hidden jobs market. So just connect with people, engage, repeat over and over. You have to keep that going. You have to be relentless in this approach, really. The hidden jobs market is obviously part of an overall job search strategy. But what I'm emphasizing here is don't just gravitate towards advertised roles and interacting with recruiters, which in themselves are all sound strategies and still need to be part of what you're doing. But don't neglect this unadvertised portion just because it's harder to access and it can seem a little bit more foggy about how you go about the process. So grab that report that's on the website if you want a little bit more detail. You're welcome to have a chat to me at any point. You can connect with me through LinkedIn or the website, www.executiveconnections.com. Connections is spelt with an X. And I will look forward to speaking with you next time. Thanks very much indeed for listening.